live on SEN Track. You're listening to Crossing Codes on Track.
Welcome back to Crossing Codes on Track. Miles Fitzner here with you. An interview I've been looking forward to for a while. One of the superstars of the Australian turf is trainer Chris Lees. His horses going everywhere. One of the great stables in Australia, and he's got one of the great horses in Mugatu, and he joins us on the line. Very generous with his time. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, really well, thanks, Miles.
Hey, let's go straight to Randwick on Saturday. And I understand you're a busy man, so I'll try and keep it brief for you. But Mugatu lines up in the Queen Elizabeth and I think looks pretty well suited here.
Look, I'm really looking forward to see how he reacts now, getting back to his probably more favoured distance of 2,000 metres. He was so good in the All-Star Mile. We tried to keep him on the fresh side for the Doncaster. He ran well, but wasn't able to get there. Probably didn't show that same dash that he showed in the All-Star Mile, but he's trained on well through the week. He's had a good week. Everything would suggest he'll handle the backup, but he'll need to be right at his top of his game because it looks a really, really deep race despite the small field.
It is a really deep race. I mean, today, I was just talking to Gab Nutt there before from the Mar Eustace stable, and so Dragon A, you know, it's drawn just outside of you in two, but a day blinkers go on back to firmer ground. I mean, this looks one of the races of the season. Very elegant, of course, the Supermare. But, I mean, you've got probably four of the great horses in Australia right now lining up in one race. Does gate one concern you at all?
Not really. I think it gives Hugh the option just to keep an eye on the opposition. Probably will camp just behind the main bunch. Then he can pick his path from there on, but it does give him the option just to have a look at him. I'd suggest he'll be in that mid to second half of the small field, but depending on the tempo of the race, no one really can tell how fast they're going to go here, whether a day with blinkers takes up the running. Even a horse like Think It Over could come across and lead if wanted, so it'll be certainly a tactical race. So maybe even the best ride might make the difference.
It seems to look like that. Can you tell us a little bit about the ownership of Mugatu? Have they got a few characters in the syndicate?
Big syndicate. Typical Australian bloodstock. You know, you get people from everywhere. But Walter Power's been a long-time client of both myself. He's also with Prime Thoroughbred Dennis, Australian bloodstock. So it's great that he's in one of our better horses. There's Sonny Roth, who you may know from down your Melbourne way, but big ownership group. So really good bunch of people. They certainly enjoyed their win at Moonee Valley, and hopefully we can get another one for them Saturday.
Of course they would have. Fourth in a Cox Plate, fourth in a Doncaster, won an All-Star Mile and lining up in a Queen Elizabeth. There'd be plenty of parties along the way. Mate, you've got a strong hand in the Provincial Championships final too. You've got a couple in there.
Yeah, we've got six runners there. I suppose, you know, we're the biggest stable in the Provincial, so we're entitled to qualify a few horses. We were two favourites in the race, not from our stable, but I'm pretty pleased with my team, how they're prepared for the race. I thought probably Crystal Breeze was our best chance pre-barrier draw, but post-barrier draw, I'd have to say Animate's probably the one who's going to get the right type of run, so I'll probably just put him in front of Crystal Breeze at this stage.
Yeah, Loch Lomond also looks like a horse that might have the best of his career in front of him.
Yeah, he's got the most upside out of mine. He's lightly raced, whether he's just getting to a race like this a little quick, but he's done a fair bit so far, just his first racing preparation, and really looking forward to seeing how he reacts at Randwick. I think he'll be well suited there.
Last one at Randwick is it Wanderbar in the Sapphire?
Yeah, really talented mare. Been luckless out of two return runs. She's finally come up with a soft gate. A bit of rain tomorrow would certainly enhance her chances. It's a pretty strong race, and she loves a bit of soft ground, but a real honest mare, never runs a bad race, and I don't expect her to start that Saturday, so I think she'll run well.
Chris, I'm going to annoy you. I'm on air for SEN Track on Sunday. I normally are with David Taggart on Sundays. You've got a couple running at Mudgee. Have you got something you can lead me into there at Mudgee? Your best of the day there that I can I can get the listeners one over the line with, please?
Yeah, they're all four have got chances. I'd have to say Baroudi in race four. He might be the pick of ours. Soft draw, Aaron Bullock, and he's probably a little bit better than that grade at this stage, so I'm hopeful that he's the horse to beat there.
Chris, you're very generous with your time, mate. I won't keep you. Best of luck on the weekend. Best of luck as well on Sunday at Mudgee. And, mate, appreciate your time and look forward to chatting again.
Thanks, Miles. Anytime. Cheers.
Chris Lees there, one of the good, well, really one of the great guys of Australian racing, and he's always generous with his time, but more so, you know, he's just straight up about the horses and the horses' chances, and that's exactly what you want. If you want to race a horse, I tell you, you'd want to be looking at trainers like that and even talking to people like Gab Nutt, like we spoke to before. They're the places that you want to be racing them, just with the, like, really good operators and good people in the business. Hey, we're going to run short on some time. In a minute, though, we're going to catch up with Andrew Butch Castles, the CEO of the Waikato Racing Club, for our weekly catch-up with him. Then we've got our win for the weekend. This is Crossing Codes with Miles Fitzner. We'll be back right after this on SEN Track.
Live on SEN Track, you're listening to Crossing Codes on Track.